The people have spoken. Now, this is what the people need to do. Plus, the man in the red hat. Has this Hopi Indian prophecy come to pass? And David Wilkerson's 1973 prophecy, is it coming true? I'm John Matarazzo, and this is CharismaNews.com. These are your midweek rundown stories. And taking a look at this, the election of 2024, the people have spoken. The election is over and the people have spoken. First, let's be thankful. We thank God for an election with a clear answer and no controversy over the outcome. We thank God that our democratic institutions held up for a peaceful transition of power. And we are thankful that God spared Donald Trump's life to give the people a clear choice between the political parties. Then let's continue to pray for America. And finally, we must reach out to our communities to show God's love by helping the needy, helping the hurting, and sharing the gospel. Now, in this article says that in 2017, many Christians believed that we had won a great political victory, and then they became complacent. And now in 2024, the people have spoken. They are tired of the suffering and looking for answers. So let us not become complacent this time. Let us actually use the voice that God has given us and take the gospel to the ends of the earth the best way that we can. Now, we also have this article here derived from an interview that I did with Malachi O'Brien. And we talked about some interesting non-biblical prophecies that were from very interesting sources. Now, the man in the red hat prophecy is revealed. Did secular prophecy about the man in the red hat come to fruition? In this 1972, a Hopi Native American spiritual elder predicted that there would be a rise of a man in a red hat, along with other future predictions about what would be coming for people in the years to follow. He said that they will be a very intelligent people. They're going to produce many inventions. They're going to be so powerful that they're going to use that to shake us up real hard. And they're going to almost destroy themselves. But later, out of a new generation is going to rise. This time they will know what to do in the right manner and for the right purpose. The elder then pointed to a symbol of a sun, discussing further how the people to come would create a powerful inventions and equipment, and that this destruction would appear to be right around the corner. However, though, at this time, a man with a red hat would arise. Now, that definitely leads to a discussion of, does this actually mean about Donald Trump and the infamous or famous Make America Great Again red hats? This 1972 Hopi prophecy said that then the third one will finally bring about a purification of the land in this continent would be a man with a red cap, a red hat, or a red cloak. In this video, Malachi and I talk about another one as well, where Cliff High's software program that was used to scan the internet and evaluate linguistic and thematic patterns would predict the future. And this prediction that it made in 2009 was that the software reported a battle in our skies that got chaotic and out of hand between military jets and UFOs. And interestingly, UFOs against other UFOs. And this would mark the beginning of an era where non-human intelligence became part of our everyday reality. And the timing of this prediction was very interesting because it was based on a trigger event of Donald Trump being interviewed by Joe Rogan. Now, at the time of this prediction, it was actually predicted before Joe Rogan even had a podcast in December of 2009. And again, another very interesting thing. Now, Dr. Malachi says that there is a spirit of prophecy, both true and false, the difference between Old and New Testament prophecies. And throughout the centuries, there have been people outside of the Christian faith who have had this gift of prophecy. It's a very interesting conversation, and we had a good one here. You can click the link in the description so that you can watch this video. And I actually did another interview with Pastor Billy Crone talking about prophetic conspiracies along those same lines. Very interesting conversation. The link to this video will also be in the description. Now, in 1973, David Wilkerson He prophesied something, and is it coming true right now with nations collapsing? In this Michael Snyder article, he says that an obsession with green energy has the German economy on the brink of collapse. Germany has foolishly been chasing a dream of achieving net greenhouse gas neutrality by 2045, and this has taken a very heavy toll on the German economy. He goes on to say, in Wilkerson's book entitled The Vision, he stated that he was shown economic confusion striking Europe first during a period of great economic turmoil for the whole world. In his subsequent sermon, he was even more specific. In fact, in that sermon, he specifically stated that the collapse that he saw would start in Germany. Now, we're actually starting to see that happen right now. Michael Snyder points out a lot of different things. He says, at one time, Volkswagen was an unstoppable economic powerhouse, but now it is talking about closing factories and laying off workers. BASF is another German industrial giant that is facing major problems that would have been unthinkable just a few short years ago. In my entire lifetime, we have never seen anything like this happen to Germany. He says, let's keep a close eye on Germany. And I'd love to hear your comments about this prediction. And does this apply to today? Make sure you put in the comments what your thoughts are. And all of the links for these videos and articles are going to be in the description below. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again.